Hi, this is Buzz Fleischman, and welcome to the Radio Buzz. I love food, and a cruise vacation means access to all kinds of food all day long. For a guy who loves to eat, I found my Valhalla, Eden, and Paradise all rolled into one. I guess it goes back to my roots in the caveman era. My ancestors sat on a rock around the fire and said, "Wow, this is great Peking pterodactyl. Is that a hint of mint jelly I taste?" And, "Honey, where did you get those stone ichthyosaurus claws? They must weigh 30 pounds each. These are better than Joe's." I thought the early Cretaceous period was over. For me, a cruise is like being on a giant Monopoly board, and you'll always land in the dining room of the best hotels. So let's munch our way through the typical dining day. There's nothing quite like seeing the sun rise over the water. It reminds me of a perfect egg yolk. But then again, everything reminds me of food. Before breakfast, we could look forward to the continental pre-breakfast, which prepares you for a walk on the deck so you can build an appetite for breakfast. You can sit down at the formal sit-down breakfast or continue walking the deck on what I call the walking breakfast. This is good because you're walking off the pre-breakfast. On some ships, breakfast is served on the Lido deck and the pool deck. You can not only exercise by visiting both, but engage in a personal bacon crispness test while building an appetite for the mid-morning snack. This is just enough to get you to the 11:30 lunch. The main lunch option includes formal or informal dining. Formal during the day is different than formal at night. At a formal lunch, the perfect passenger will not lick every finger, just the ones most covered with that thick, rich barbecue sauce. Your fellow diners will appreciate this, unless they're so unpretentious as to help you. Rule one, everyone is your friend on board. After lunch, you'll sip tea and maybe even high tea, which could be classified as a post-lunch pre-dinner sampling. Sweets with high tea give you enough sugar for the afternoon pick-me-up on that scenic walk to the cabin and quickly back for dinner. But first, let's saunter down to the pre-early bird cocktails with hot and cold hors d'oeuvres. This is the perfect combination because the drinks will build an appetite and the hors d'oeuvres will take it away. It allows me to meet my fellow passengers and talk food. Dinner is my main meal of the day, so I must prepare. Dinner clothing options take on a new meaning. If I go formal, I'll want to avoid a fashion faux pas by letting my belt out another notch after a few appetizers, so I'm grateful for my new relaxed-fit formal wear pants. If I plan well, schmooze the maitre d', and my pants are really relaxed, I can attend the early and late seating. The other faux pas is humming the theme of Gilligan's Island in mixed company. A more relaxed code is available for those passengers who wish to avoid dressing up on formal evenings. This is not like casual Fridays at work, where upwardly mobiles go upscale designer casual to outdress their fellow office workers. Remember, you're on vacation, so the term is resort casual. This does not mean the reality show Lost on an Island clothes made from the local fibers look. Dinner's over, and it's time for a nightly show or entertainment. For me, that's dessert. Being Jewish, I'll observe dietary law and eat from the right to the left on the buffet. The average passenger believes this will hold him till morning, but not I. The little extra, that caloric light at the end of the tunnel, is the occasional midnight buffet. This may start about 11:30 p.m. for people who want to reach full eating speed by midnight. By now, I've sampled my way past every mouth-watering bite, but is it time to start slowing down? Is that all, I ask? Have I not gone literally and figuratively around the world in 80 meals? Is it time to finally say goodnight to my compatriots and dream sweet dreams of a freshly prepared table of pre-breakfast rolls and pastries? No, you say there's another option? 24-hour in-cabin room service? Yes! And that's your Radio Buzz.